Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic looks at how we can find the strength to carry on. We'll return to the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Finding the Strength to Carry On by Aaron D'Anthony Brown. Read by Leah Martin. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Exercise enthusiasts across the country know the motto, if it doesn't hurt, it doesn't work. Whether the pain's minor or a serious ache, the truth is, we have to break down muscle in order to build it back up stronger. The same can be said about faith that's tested. Through trials and tribulations and cries and confessions, we deepen our faith by learning to trust God just a bit more each time. Faith is like a muscle. We get stronger the more we exercise it. And like exercise, sometimes we control the weight limit, and sometimes our coach gives us more than we want. Not yet, he says, against our incessant pleas to quit. Whether we're dealing with sickness, loss, sorrow, anger, betrayal, or just a long season of waiting, sometimes we get to the point when we don't think we can keep going. Where do you turn when you can't find the strength to carry on? If I'm being honest, God isn't always my first option. Sometimes I choose other people instead. Sometimes food proves to be pretty tempting. If you're being honest, too, maybe God isn't always your first choice, either. Where do you go? Imagine being one of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Or Job losing both your possessions and your children. Imagine being shamed and assaulted by all the people around you as you're marched to the place where you'll be put to death. Maybe your present suffering isn't that severe. But the number of things that can bring us down are as innumerable as they are potentially devastating. Here are four examples of things that can bring us down. 1. A lack of trust. Not trusting God adds difficulty to our lives, whereas trusting Him would bring peace. But we opt to not trust at all. 2. Our own sin. We're oftentimes the culprits of our own misfortunes, lying, selfishness, greed. Our choices have consequences. So says the rule of reaping and sowing. 3. The sin of others. Aside from our own sin, sometimes we suffer because of how people sin against us. Consider infidelity, for example. 4. Unfortunate circumstances. And maybe no one's at fault, and our suffering is just a result of unfortunate circumstances. People are born into impoverished countries, and some are raised in families without a mom and a dad. Whatever the case, where there's hurt, there can be healing. Remember, whether the pain isn't that bad or it's indescribably horrible, we must remind ourselves of God's promises. We must remember who picks us back up. Intersecting faith and life. When God says, not yet, He knows that we can carry on, not by our own strength, but by surrendering to Him, by believing in Him, and by remembering why we trust in the Lord, we can find peace. Isaiah 26:3. Here are a few ways to lift ourselves up in a tough season. 1. Seek forgiveness. One way to find strength, especially when we're holding ourselves back, is to confess our sins. The less skeletons we have in the closet, the less we feel like we have to hide. We can be the best versions of ourselves. 2. Pray always. Pray always is a command given in Scripture and wise advice from one believer to another. Even when the circumstances don't change, God hears our prayers. The more we give it to Him, the less pressure we feel to control everything. And 3, find comfort in friendship. Whenever we feel down, there's no doubt the comfort of another can pick us back up again. A kind word, a nice gesture, or someone praying on our behalf. There may be many reasons why we want to give up, but there are just as many, if not more, as to why we should not. God gives us the strength to carry on. Ask yourself, do you believe this to be true? For further reading, study Philippians 4:6 through 7 and 13, Hebrews 4:15, Galatians 6:9, and Isaiah 26:3. Also, listen to the song, They That Wait, by Fred Hammond. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.